Yo, what is up to all my Rainbow Mafia, Alphabet Kinky Rainbow Mafia? You already know who it is. It's your host, Danny X, Mr. X, however you want to refer me to. And welcome back to the Kink Experience. So, this is going to be episode 5, and we are going to dive a little bit into the dom sub relationship dynamic. I'm not gonna go over everything. I'm just gonna go over a little bit of information, you know, and you already know. Just take what I give you and do your own research. But yeah, so before we get into the juiciness, like always, I'm going to go ahead and do my plugs, do my info, do my rundown. So, what's been up with me? So, I got a new job, and school starts next week. So, it's going to be kind of hard to record these episodes, these podcasts. So, I'm going to probably pick a day where I can record multiple episodes and then just schedule the upload. And as you already know, nothing is changing as far as it's going to be live, raw, uncut, unedited. So what I say right here is what you get. And if you want to, you guys should follow me for the updates on some of my social medias. So the first one I'm gonna plug is Instagram. You can find me on Instagram at _thedannyexperience_. And I made a new Twitter, guys. I made a Twitter for the podcast. It's kinkexperience_. Let me just make sure. But yeah, I made a new Twitter for the podcast. Yes, it's at kinkexperience_. Yeah, so follow me there. I'm gonna put all of that in the description of the podcast so you guys can follow me. And if you, as always, if you want to be a guest or you have some topics, let me know via either the Danny Experience on Instagram or kinkexperience_ on Twitter. So yeah, and also I take my water breaks. I forgot to get my water, so let me go ahead and pause. See, now that's the power of being able to pause and resume. So now I have my water here. Let's go ahead and crack this bad boy open. Yeah. So, again, any water companies out there want to sponsor somebody who loves water, drink it throughout the podcast, let me know. All right, so we're getting into this episode. So, this episode is going to be dom sub relationships. And when I say dom sub relationships, I don't mean guy girl. It could be guy guy, guy girl, girl girl, non-binary, trans. It could be anybody. It's just someone who just wants to get into this situation, someone who is being the dominant one and someone who is being the submissive one. So I go to say it like this because in my podcast I am trying to bridge the LGBT community and the kink community together. So I don't want the kink community just being like all straight. I want to include everybody and everybody who wants to experience kink. It doesn't have to be necessarily for just straight people. So let's get into it. So what is a dom sub relationship? So as always, I do my research, and it says a dom sub relationship is like any other relationship, except the couple is engaging in some form of BDSM or, you know, bondage, discipline, dominance, and submission. And it is a clear power exchange or a power difference between the two people. And if you hear the people outside my apartment, they always take their dog out, so you're gonna hear that. So pretty much one person is being a dominant, like I said, and one person is being a submissive. All this can vary. Like, it could be like a master and slave dynamic, a daddy and a little, like DDLG, daddy down low girl, or DD, LB, daddy down low boy, you know. And like I said, it's not just, you know, male, female. It could be anybody under the rainbow, whatever you identify as. There's also owner and pet. I'm getting more into that a little bit later. The sadist and masochist, you already know. One who likes pain and one who likes to inflict pain. And it's dominant and submissive. The DS. And that's what I'm going over today. And in the DS relationship, like I said, you might want to explore the power dynamic in the bedroom or during sexual play, but there are times where people will like to do this 24/7. So, and that right there is a whole world in of its own. So I'm gonna hop into, let's see. I'm gonna hop into, like, what's it like being in a dom sub relationship? So it's pretty much like any relationship. Like, you can go on dates, you know, just being around the house, you know, you can go out in public, you can hang with friends, family, drink, bar, whatever. But there's always that hint, or there's always that power play that's, you know, in the background. So, you know, you always know you have to, I'm gonna get all the way into that. Like, you always have these guidelines to follow. You always have these rules to follow. You always have to be on your best behavior, unless you're a brat, and then, you know, your daddy or your dom will take care of that. But there's always some power play in the background. So in public, they say in public, 95% of the time you're like doing normal stuff, and then it's that 5% of the time where you're like teasing each other, and you know, power dynamic is evident, but no one else will realize but you two, you know, because some doms have signals. Well, actually, most doms have signals to make sure they sub, or their little girl, LG, or whatever you want to call yourself, that's the submissive, make sure they're okay. You know, communicate these subtly, because, like I said before, these people who participate in BDSM not necessarily want their lifestyle to be out there for everyone to see. So, and then there's like teasing things where you go out in the public and maybe you tell her, like, you're the dom, you tell her, like, hey, don't wear any underwear, go commando while we're going on this date. Or, you know, you have a remote control vibrator and stuff. Or, you know, just little stuff like that. That's like public or whatever. But like I said, no one really knows about you two. So in private things get a little bit more heated, you know, because that's where, you know, that's your home, that's your kingdom. I like to call it, it's my kingdom. And I'm the king of my kingdom. So this is where you can do whatever your heart desires. And I say that when you're in your home. So that goes for if someone comes in my home, they have to respect me, and they 100% have to respect my sub if I had one. I don't. because it's my house. And if we're sitting here watching, because I'm not a sports person, but if I'm sitting here watching esports and like my sub or slave or whoever, you know, I have at the time, I tell them to make me dinner, or if they kneeling at the door, like that it's my house and whoever I invite in, I trust not to put my business out there, so I can have it, you know. You can have it however you want to do it. It's your life, you know. If it's up to me, and I have a sub or a slave, and I'm inviting friends over, the only thing I will, you know, request my sub to do is to make sure she has on clothes or, you know, she is decent. But everything else still goes, my rules, my, you know, guidelines. Make sure you're doing this, this and that, you know, and stuff. Like, I don't care who's here. Make sure, you know, I only speak when spoken to and you need my permission. So, but that's just me. And everyone's, you know, welcome to do whatever they would like to do. And then there's, you know, kinky events. So kink events fall between public and private, depending on what time the event is. There's play parties, you know, and this you may want to, you know, publicly display what you guys are into. You may, you know, lead your sub, pet, whatever, on a leash around, you know, the area with nothing on or lingerie on or whatever. Water break. And of course the dom knows what to do, and you as the sub should already know what to do as well in that situation. And it all goes back to communication, making sure you guys have things or rules set in place and guidelines set in place. So, you know, when you do go to these kink events, one, the power dynamic is still there, and like make sure like everyone is respecting, you know what I mean? So, and that goes for anything. That can goes for if someone tries to play or touch your sub, and you know, or if a sub, because like some people don't follow rules and some people do what they want, or if a sub is trying to talk to or get with the dom, and there's different, let's say different, how do I say, dynamics to it. Like maybe like, so subs are, in my opinion, like this is going off my own opinion, subs are, you know, tied to like one dom in my opinion, but doms can have multiple subs. So just make sure you talk and make sure you know what you want out of this kind of relationship. So what are some guidelines to follow? So let's see, some guidelines to follow. Like I said, always have great communication. You must, you know, be able to, you know, articulate how you're feeling, and if you're comfortable, uncomfortable, make sure you're talking to your partner about it. Make sure you talk about your wants and desires. And doms, make sure you're listening. Like, make sure you're listening to what your sub needs, and make sure you're listening to what they want. And subs, make sure you're listening to your dom as well, because they have needs and wants and desires as well. So just, you know, come to an understanding. Compromise. So you're unlikely to find someone who's into all you're into, or, you know, not into what you're into. So, or into something that's, you know, a little bit out of your realm or out of your territory, excuse me. But just make sure you compromise in some areas. It doesn't have to be a big compromise. You can try it, and if you don't like it, you can say, hey, I really don't think this is for me. And that's all comes with limits as well, like hard limits and soft limits. And that all ties into communication. So, but you may try something you like and you want to implement it in your relationship. So another big one is don't judge. So, don't, like, this says, like, if you do, your partner, you know, may close off and stop telling you things that are important. Don't judge if they're into something and you don't, you know, necessarily, you're not necessarily into it. Don't judge them for it. Because, like, no one wants to be kink shame. Everyone is into what they're into, you know what I mean? So, just don't judge and, you know, be open-minded. And, like I said, if that's something you're not into, something you're not willing to try in a relationship, just voice your concerns. Don't think, you know, it's disgusting or say words like that, because, like, that can hurt either party feelings, you know what I mean? And then you're, like, going into that territory where, hey, is this really gonna work, you know? Or they may feel ashamed of whatever they're into, and now they think whatever they're into is disgusting. In reality, it may be normal, because, like, some people are into, this is off topic, but some people are into, like, blood play, which they're, like, drinking people blood and cutting people open and just get turned on by blood, and some people find that not appealing at all, you know what I mean? And including myself, I don't really like, you know, blood or bodily fluids and stuff like that. So, but I'm not going to call it disgusting, and, like, they're into what they're into, you know what I mean? So, and then, like, overall, just have fun. Like, have fun. This is meant to be fun. It's meant to be something you like, something you're into. Just have fun. So, if you're thinking of starting this kind of relationship, like, just make sure you have fun and stuff of that nature. So, how to start this kind of relationship? So, say you're, like, over here, like, all right, I want to transform it from my everyday relationship, and I want to get into a dom sub relationship, and you do not know where to start. So, just like any relationship, hold on, water break. Make sure you communicate that you want to start this. But say if you're single, right? And you want this kind of relationship. So you can, like, meet someone, or either online and in person, and, you know, get to talking with them and build rapport. But there's also, like, if someone is already into the kink scene and you're not, there's always a vetting period. This is, like, a period of time where, you know, you see how this relationship goes or how it's going. You're communicating and everything before you make it, like, official. Because, like, in my opinion, when you make things official, you have two things. Like, there's two things I can go about it, but, like, it's not, you don't have to do these things, but I like to do these things. There's contracts and there's collaring and things of that nature. So, to get started, just, like, you know, you talk to them, you build this relationship with them, like, if you like their personality, how they look, and, you know, you go on dates and stuff like that. Just make sure you are talking and bringing it up, in conversation. So, how do you think you meet people? So, there's a couple of different ways you can meet people that are into this kind of scene. So, you can meet people at a thing called a munch. So, a munch is pretty much, like, a regular, like, outing with people who are in the same BDSM scene. But this is in a completely vanilla setting. So it could be I saw one for the beach, I saw one for a restaurant, I saw one for a coffee shop. And you pretty much just sit down and you're talking with other people who are like-minded. So you can meet people there. You can meet people at kinky events. Those are like events that it can range from like just like learning about like whips and leather and stuff to actually going to sex parties and dungeons and stuff like that. You can meet people like on just regular like social media. You meet people on FetLife. So FetLife is like a kinky dating site. And if you meet people on like a regular app, they have like a normal profile. Just make sure you don't out them. Because like I said, a lot of people don't really put their business out there like that. So you don't really want to like just out them out the blue, cause like you don't know like what can happen. They may lose their job because of it, or they may lose people close to them because of it. So just make sure you keep it on the hush hush if you're talking to them and all that jazz. Also, let's go back a little bit. About like transforming your relationship from, you know, a vanilla to a dom sub or, you know, a BDSM kind of relationship. So just start out with some kinky communications, like ask some kinky questions, like say like, hey, so I'm a dom, so I'm always going to go from my point of view because I don't know how subs feel. So you could go like, hey, so have you ever thought about, you know, being not in control, like giving up all your control to someone else? You can start with that question and see what they say about it. You know, you could say how you feel about bondage, how you feel about spanking, you know, how you feel just about overall like a power exchange, I should say. Yeah. And then after all that, and you're like, okay, because this can be a loving like relationship and like a regular relationship, or it could be strictly you're a dom sub and that is it. You know what I mean? So I'm gonna go back and touch on some stuff. So once you do all that jazz and you're like, all right, I think, and the vetting period is up and you're like, all right, I think I want to take this a little bit further, because these relationships can last a month or they can last years, you know what I mean? Anywhere in between. You can do a BDSM kink contract. So contracts, I know like you guys have watched that 50 Shades of Grey movie and like, or you read the book and you saw that she had to sign a contract or whatever. So it is sort of like that, but also you put what you want in that contract, you know what I mean? So I'm gonna read this right here. It say a DS contract is a voluntary relationship arrangement between the dominant and the submissive that is enforced by the dominant to keep in order to keep order in the DS dynamic. The formation of a contract generally requires an offer, like the dom is offering. Are you going to obey these rules, these limits? Are you going to be my sub? Blah, 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 blah. There's a lot to go into it. Considerations, acceptance, and a mutual intent to be held to the contract. And the purpose of writing this is to ensure that both the dominant and sub, I don't know what else that says. I'm guessing, in, so the dominant sub, you know, have some sort of paperwork behind it. But my thing is, you're not always tied to the contract, just let you know. You're not always tied to the contract. Like, there's things, like, if you want to break the contract, you can. It's not, like, by law or anything, I don't think. But, like I said, do your own research. If you don't feel safe, make sure you break that contract and get out. I'm never condoning abuse, and abuse can come in all forms, physical and emotional. So, yeah. That's not my realm, so I'm not too sure. I just know some people have contracts and stuff like that. And then there is another thing called collars or collaring to make it official. And a lot of this is for people who are either in pet play or people who are, you know, it could have a lot of meanings behind this collar, you know. It could be like a training kind of thing, training and play, or it could just be ownership, you know. So, like, according to this website, the two types a submissive should have in terms of collaring could be one for play and sub training. So pretty much, so when you put this collar on, they know A, they're about to have a play session, or B, they're about to go through sub training. Because, like, if you're new to this, and a dom may want to train you to be a good sub or a good pet or whatever you want to be called. So they'll put these collars on you to make to know, like, hey, now is training time. So you, now is dynamic time, because you may not have this 24/7, you know, dynamic between you guys. But once the collars come out, you already know what time it is. So it says the purpose for these collars is to train the submissive and get them in the proper mindset for a scene. And like a scene, as you all know already, I've talked about it, it's just like a BDSM kinky scene for whatever you want to do. Says before a play session. Okay, so this is like this person is telling their experience. Like, says before a play session, their dom will have them kneel and he'll put the collar around their neck. And then there's other times if they're being bratty or disobedient, they'll put a collar on and extra tight to, you know, make them remember their plates as a submissive. So whatever works for you, do whatever works for you. And because in my opinion, I would definitely do that. I love playtime and I love training. So I would definitely have one for each. So I will have one to show, hey, this is playtime. And then I'll have one, hey, this is training time. And then you can have this one, like a discreet, everyday, like, collar for them to wear every day. So these collars are kind of like little short necklaces or, like, necklaces that have these, like, O-rings on it, or it can have whatever your dom choose to put on you. Honestly, it doesn't have to have a whole symbol behind it. As long as your dom gives it to you, in my opinion, and it's discreet, and you know what it's for, and they know what it's for, you know, it's all good. But these necklaces aren't really obvious to the ones that are in the vanilla scene, but people who are in the kink scene, the BDSM scene, They know what it is, and so you may get some looks from it if you're collared up. So yeah, sorry about that. I guess someone's cutting grass outside or something, so it distracted me. Wow, I'm already at 30 minutes and I'm not even halfway through. But all right. So, and then there's like a collared ceremony, guys. So if they, and people do it different ways. This one says when a dominant decides to make a lifelong commitment of owning their submissive, they'll do a collaring like ceremony. So it's much like a wedding. The dom and sub will usually say vows and witnesses may be present. So I never collared, I have collared someone, but I haven't done a ceremony or anything. And it was more like a, I own you collar, and not like we're going to be lifelong commitment collars. But I have sent someone a collar before. So I was going to say, this is not my like realm, but sorry, I'm going to get back to this. It says the dom will then collar the sub, and they will be dominant, submissive, or master slave for the rest of their lives. So it's pretty much like a wedding for, you know, a BDSM. And then there could be other rituals like having a sub kneel before the scene to receive their play collar, like having a sub bring it to the dom as part of punishment. I like that, I'm not gonna lie. And putting on the day one before leaving the house. And then not all doms collar their subs for training or call them in general, but most do, and it's just pretty much to show like ownership and things like that. So let's see what can I get into, because I want to get into a couple more things before I go. I don't want to make this one too much longer. I have a pen here. I'm gonna check off the stuff I already said. Boom, 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 boom. Where to find? Boom. I did that. I did contracts. All right. So before I go, I'm gonna do two more topics. So I'm gonna do like the types of dom sub relationships, even though I went into it a little bit, but I can go into it a little bit more because there are ones that's like non-physical. And this is like ones that's like virtual. So like long distance relationship over the phone, FaceTime, internet, texting, all of that. And yes, you can have a DS relationship that's pretty much long distance. I know plenty of people who do actually have long distance DS relationships. I've been in one, and on both sides actually, as a LB little boy, and I've been in one as a dom. So, and like I said before, like that wasn't my scene, and I know I was a dom after that, or daddy dom after that. So, and then there's like total power exchange, where it's master and slave, and this is the extreme version where you literally just give up everything to your master. So it says in this situation, partner assumes their roles on a full-time basis, building a foundation and fulfilling the relationship as a part of their day-to-day lives and not just a part of their sexual fantasies. So they live this 24/7. And then there's, you know, partial power exchange, where they only exist in sexual encounters or play scenes. without it being day-to-day life. Like, they're not living it every single day, 24/7 a day, but, you know, they do it in sexual encounters and play scenes, and, you know, the other time they're just living their life like they're normal and having this discreet lifestyle. So, yeah. And then the last thing I want to go over before I go is pretty much just rules. There are differences, you know, rules to have. So rules are like for subs, to do like duties, tasks, or services, the Dom wants them to do. And you can create any of the rules you want, as long as your sub, also agrees to, go by these rules, because, you know, there has to be some sort of respect there that they're gonna get it done. But there are brats out there who like to break the rules, and then you have to go ahead and either administer punishment or do training, or, you know, make sure you tell them like you're in control. Make sure you remind them who is in control. So rules, the rules you give your subs are things which they must abide by at all times. And then there are commands, and commands, you give off instructions which only apply then and there. So for this, I'm using their example. It says, for example, you're cooking dinner tonight. Pick three recipes for me to choose from is a command. It's situational, and your dominant wants it in that moment. And then it says, however, if you find yourself wanting your sub to cook for you often, then you can make this a command in the form, this command in a formal rule, such as every Friday night, you should text me 3 meal choices, and once I've chosen, you'll cook that for the evening. So, like I said, that's command, like, oh, pick out this and you'll cook this tonight. I mean, pick 3 of these and I'll pick and you'll cook this tonight. Or it is a rule, meaning every Friday night you pick out these choices and I'll choose one and you'll cook it. So, yeah. And then there's so many rules. There are slave rules. There are sex rules. There are house rules. And like, those are pretty fun. It can be sexual, non-sexual, you know. There are public rules, and if you're into this, or if you want to get into it and you don't know where to start, make sure you have, in my opinion, make sure you have your house rules and your public rules down packed. Because those are the two, like, you're going to interact with. And then sex rules, you know, you can make that up, because you're not having sex 24 hours a day. But the house rules, you're living together, especially, or if they're coming over all the time. And the public rules, especially if you're planning on going out, make sure you have those two down pack, in my opinion. And then there's remote rules. This is like the virtual ones where, you know, you may have to go on a trip or something. You make sure you have rules like, hey, you must text me when you want to go out, or you must send me pictures, or you must make sure the house is clean while I'm gone. Things of that nature. And I know you might think, hey, this sounds like a borderline abusive. It is not. Unless your dom is taking advantage of you. It is not. And if they are taking advantage of you, that is a bad dom. A dom is not supposed to take advantage of you. They're not supposed to just make you do everything and anything they want. No, that is not what they're supposed to do. There are rules to this shit, literally. So, yeah. Look, it says, remember, being a good dom isn't about commanding your sub what to do, whatever they want. You know, it's pretty much making sure you are both consenting to this and it's not abusive or emotionally abusive. So just communication. And if you do feel that way and you're listening to this podcast and you feel like your dom is not listening to you, your wants, needs, and desire, get out that relationship or talk to your dom. And if it's not changing, get out of that relationship, because that is mental and emotional abuse. Just letting you know. Just make sure you go back to, if you have a contract, go back to the contract and make your concerns, because a dom is going to listen and a dom is going to change up if they need to change up, and not just, you know, telling you do whatever they want. Let me take that back. Let me drink some water on that. A dom is just not gonna tell you to do whatever, you know, they want you to do. So on that note, I don't have any experiences to share this week about it. I am hoping I can get some experience and get some insight into it. Just those two instances I'm talking about where I was in these kind of dynamics. They're both vetting periods and they both didn't last long. So yeah, I can't really give you too much insight on it. But yeah, I want to thank you guys for listening. I'm sorry I stumbled over my words a lot this episode. I apologize, but also there's a lot running through my mind and I'm going through a lot, and I got a lot of changes in my life right now. So a lot of good changes. And I'll make sure I bring that up on the next episode, which I think is going to be about poly. So yeah. But I want to thank you guys for listening, and I want you guys to make sure you follow my social media. For Twitter, it's kinkexperience_, and for Instagram, it's _thedannyexperience_. If you want to be a guest, you already know what to do. Leave me a DM, leave me a message, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. If you want me to talk about a topic, you know, leave me a message or DM. I get back to you when I can. And I'm going to keep trying to get these episodes out on Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If I don't get it out, I'll try to get out the next day. I have school. I have work. I'm busy. I am a pre-med major, so I'm going to be busy. But I love creating these episodes for you guys, so I'm going to keep doing it. All right. Peace out, my kinky rainbow mafia. See you next week. Bye.